This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a master of divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
So a man approaches me in a skirt and says his name's Roberta. Do I call him her?
No, I wouldn't. Here's the thing is freedom of speech. We have the freedom of expression and the freedom of religion. But what's happening is such a person comes up and you say, what do you want to do? Or whatever it is, and you use a male pronoun. And he says, that's it. Now I'm calling the police because you didn't use the pronouns that I want. You know, this kind of thing is going to be coming. And they might even have recorders on them to prove it, just so you can be arrested. For what? This kind of thing's coming. People don't realize it. But I would avoid such an individual. And if they were to talk to me, depending on their attitude and tone, I either would engage or would not engage. Sometimes the thing to do is just walk away. You know, hands up in the air. See ya.
Number 5.
We're going to have to become more and more reclusive about this and cautious. Because it's going to get to the point. It is. I keep telling people, it's going to get to the point where the Christians are going to be persecuted because they don't call a guy a girl in his transvestitism and identifies with something. So I'm just going to say, I identify as a genderist. Now, say, what's that? A genderist recognizes male and female gender and identify with the consistency of pronoun usage and name usage in that genderist position.
Number 4.
Look, folks, don't put the ways of the world above the truth of God's word. Don't do it. It doesn't mean that you have to be mean to the alphabet crowd. It means that you don't approve of their sin and rebellion against God. So what if you had a bunch of people who were adulterers? That's their lifestyle, adultery. They don't tell their spouses. And you found out about this. And they said, we want you to come over to our meeting where we talk about the great things of adultery. Would you go? I'm not going to support that. Well, homosexuality, the LGBT mob, is the same kind of thing. It's a sin. Would you go support it? But you see, because it is so prominent and in your face on TV, on magazines, in sitcoms, in whatever, that we're being conditioned to be more accepting of it. And here's the thing, more accepting of such great sin and less accepting of the things of God. This is the way of the world to destroy itself, to mock the things of God, to turn against the things of God, and then turn against the people of God. This is what is going to happen. It's going to increase. And this kind of thing is what is laying the foundation for the arrival of the Antichrist. The Christian church is going to go apostate as a general rule. Doesn't mean every individual, but this is what 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about. Why? Well, maybe it has something to do with the weakness of the teaching from the pulpit of so many churches across America.
Number 3.
My daughter, who is 24 years old, was married, and now she has gotten divorced, and she has married a woman. I mean, is my daughter just doomed for hell?
I don't know. If she repents of her sin and trusts in Christ, then she'll be okay. If she doesn't do that and abides in sin and seeks it and lives in it, then she's doomed.
Okay, she has always been to church her whole life. She has been saved. She has been baptized. And she still believes in the Lord Jesus.
She's a liar. 1 John 2:4 says, if you say you know him and do not keep his commandments, the truth is not in you, and you are a liar. That's what the Bible says.
Number 2.
I have Jehovah's Witness family that have passed away, and they were Jehovah's Witnesses all of their life. They lived good lives, produced families, worked, lived great lives, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of worried. I know that they feel that they have served God all of their lives and they should be with the Lord, but there's a question there that's bothering me. I don't think they were saved.
No, they weren't. If they were Jehovah's Witnesses and believed in official Jehovah's Witness theology, then unfortunately they're in a state of damnation. You know, I'm like saying it.
All of them. The whole Jehovah's Witness uh-huh. organization
yep.
is basically unsaved.
It's a cult. It's a non-Christian cult started by Charles Taze Russell in the 1800s. The cult denies the Trinity, denies that Jesus Christ is God in flesh, denies his physical resurrection, denies justification by faith alone in Christ alone. It says the Holy Spirit is a force like electricity. You got to do good works to be saved. Only 144,000 go to heaven. The rest are going to inhabit paradise earth. You know, I hate to say it, but I have to tell the truth. I can't just sugarcoat it. The Jehovah's Witness religion is a non-Christian cult, the same as Mormons, non-Christian religion. And they have redefined who God is, both of them have, and have abandoned the true gospel revealed in Scripture. But they both appeal to the Bible and will say, well, we believe in the Jesus of the Bible. Both of them say the same thing, but they define Christ differently than what the Bible does. But the J-Dubs, wow. absolutely, they would be damned.
Gosh, wow, they were really good people. And
yeah.
They were a family of mine, you know, Mr. Wallace and my Aunt Goldie. Wow, I'm wondering about my family.
Yeah.
What happened to them? So there's no hope for them. They're basically
Correct.
Gone. They've perished.
There's no hope. They still are alive, and they are not with God. They are in a bad place.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer.
This is the Truth Network.